This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio re-performance piano. Jacobs Music has 6 locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. Let's begin this week with a pianist named John Zhang in a live performance of the second movement from Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Sonata No. 2. This movement is a toccata-like scherzo that is full of rhythmic energy, yet it also has lovely little dabs of lyricism. Let's listen to pianist John Zhang in music by Prokofiev. Music by Sergei Prokofiev, the second movement from his Piano Sonata No. 2, performed live in concert by the young pianist John Zhang. The next composition that we are going to hear is a piece by William Gillock. It's titled Fountain in the Rain. It was composed in 1960, and it's a piece that often gets assigned to middle and intermediate level piano students. It has lovely impressionist harmonies, and there's a rather splashy cadenza in the middle that does take some practice, but once you've gotten it under your fingers, once you've nailed it, it's really a lot of fun to play. Let's hear Fountain in the Rain, performed by a pianist named Angela Sun, who was 9 years old at the time of this live performance. That was music by William Gillock, a composition called Fountain in the Rain, performed by the young pianist Angela Sun, who was 9 years old at the time of this live performance. Frédéric Chopin composed his third ballade in 1841, and this piece was long thought to have been inspired by a poem by the Polish poet Adam Mickiewicz. And in turn, this music has inspired many, many pianists for more than a century and a half, including a talented young pianist named Lindsay Wang, who we are going to hear next. She is a senior at Wissahickon High School. She started learning the piano at the age of 5, and for the past 3 years, she's been studying with Natalie Zhu. She also studies violin and currently plays in the Philadelphia Symphonia, where she is associate concertmaster. However, it is at the piano where we will hear Lindsay Wang now play the third ballade of Chopin. Thank you. We just heard the Ballade No. 3 in A flat major, Opus 47 by Frédéric Chopin, in a performance by Lindsay Wang. And my name is Jed Distler. I am the artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuzhou Wang, Art Tatum, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. Let's change the mood and the tempo for the time being and imagine ourselves leisurely sailing through the canals in Venice. Certainly, Venice is one of my favorite cities, although going on a gondola ride probably is a little too touristy for my taste these days. But back in the early 19th century, I'm sure that taking a gondola across the canals was the standard mode of transportation. Several of Felix Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words are gondola songs or barcarolles, and we're going to hear one in F-sharp minor that is particularly well-known. The pianist will be Theodor Lind Stamos. Music by Felix Mendelssohn from his Songs Without Words, the Venetian Gondola Song in F-sharp minor, opus 30, number 6. We heard it performed by Theodor Lindstamos, who is 12 years old, and he started playing the piano when he was 3 years old. And he also studies the violin. He has been studying for quite a while with Hal Friedman in Philadelphia. It's funny, I knew a composer named Hal Friedman who wrote a lot of electronic music many years ago. I'm wondering if it is the same person. I would love to find out. It's very easy to forget that many of today's great pianists, and I'm talking about today's great adult pianists, were also part of the Kids on Keys Club, so to speak. They took lessons at a young age, and they put in lots and lots of practice hours. The Russian pianist Konstantin Lifshitz, for example, made a big splash on the international scene when he was still a teenager in the early 1990s, and he made some wonderful recordings at that time, including Bach's Goldberg Variations. In fact, Konstantin Lifshitz, I believe, was 17 when he recorded the Goldbergs, and I think it's quite a marvelous performance, and from it we are going to hear selected variations. Music of Bach with pianist Konstantin Lifshitz. Thank you. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach, excerpts from the Goldberg Variations. That comes from a recording made in 1994 by the pianist Konstantin Lifschitz. He was 17 years old when he made that recording. This year, 2018, marks the 100th anniversary of the death of Claude Debussy, and I think we ought to pay tribute to Debussy with this very fine performance coming up of the fifth piece from Debussy's Preludes Book 2. It's titled Bruyère, and it is performed here live in concert by a 10-year-old pianist named Astra Foon. That was pianist Astra Foon, who is 10 years old, performing Bruyère, which is the fifth of the 12 preludes making up Claude Debussy's Preludes Book 2. Here is a prelude by Frédéric Chopin, performed by Lily Haupt. Thank you. We just heard music of Chopin again. This time it was his prelude in B minor, opus 28, number 6, performed by Lily Haupt, who is 15 years old, and she studies with Donna Harrington. She's a student at Episcopal Academy, and in addition to her love of music, she's also into rowing and swimming, which happen to be very beneficial exercises for piano playing, by the way. Our next pianist is Alyssa Gabrilovich, who is 12 years old, and she studies with Dr. Igor Reznyansky at the Nellie Berman School of Music in Haverford, Pennsylvania. She has won quite a few prizes in competitions and has performed at Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall, the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia, and also in New York at Merkin Concert Hall. She also plays chamber music in her music school, and you are now going to hear Alyssa Gabrilovich play Un Barque sur l'Océan, A Boat in the Ocean, by Maurice Ravel.
Thank you.
That is one of my favorite piano pieces by Maurice Ravel, Un Bac sur l'Océan, A Boat in the Ocean, from the piano suite Miroir. We heard it performed by Alyssa Gabrilovich, or do I pronounce her last name Gabrilovich? I really should know how to pronounce your name. Please forgive me, but I would really like to find out. On the other hand, I can barely pronounce my last name. I've often heard it Jed Distler, but then there's a T in the middle, Jed Distler, and my parents never pronounced the T, so I thought, why should I? But then I've been told that you should pronounce the T, so you see, I can't even pronounce my own name. In any case, you are listening to Kids on Keys here on the Classical Network, and this show is sponsored by Jacobs Music, who takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others. Supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacobs Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events that are aimed at musical enrichment that also includes the live performances that we hear on this very program. So we are going to close this month's edition of Kids on Keys with another pianist who studies with Dr. Igor Resnyansky. Her name is Emma Lowe. She is a 14-year-old pianist. She's a ninth grade student who also has won several competition prizes. And she's performed with no less than five orchestras. And we're going to hear her perform the first movement from the Piano Sonata No. 1 by Carl Vine. Music by the Australian composer Carl Vine, the opening movement of his Piano Sonata No. 1. I bet you can hear why this music attracts young, energetic, and talented students like the pianist who we just heard, the 14-year-old pianist Emma Lowe. Marvelous performance. Bravo, bravo. Brava. You've been listening this past hour to Kids on Keys. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Our recording engineers for this program are Sam Ward and John Baker of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. That's 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, May 5th at 1 p.m., and all programs are available as webcasts at our website, wwfm.org. All of us here at the Classical Network thank these young pianists for sharing their talents, their love of music, and their hard work with listeners all over the world. This is Jed Distler, and until next time on Kids on Keys, be well and please be kind.